AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
Lady Gaga sang the national anthem. A much smaller crowd is at the Capitol for the swearing-in of the nation's 46th president. The country has a new vice president, Kamala Harris.
That I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God.
Breaking with tradition, President Trump is not there, but his administration is being represented.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Michael R. Pence.
Donald Trump said farewell to Washington. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
With less than an hour left in his term, Air Force One arrived in Florida, where the Trump family headed after leaving the White House. First, there was a military farewell at Joint Base Andrews, complete with a gun salute, a red carpet, and a goodbye.
Have a good life. We will see you soon.
The outgoing president touted what he called incredible accomplishments. He left Washington 2 weeks after a Capitol riot he's blamed for inciting, and a week after becoming the only chief executive impeached twice, leaving Biden to inherit a nation sharply divided and reeling from a virus pandemic that's killed more than 400,000 Americans and left millions more out of work. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Joe Biden has chosen career diplomat Daniel Smith to serve as acting Secretary of State until his pick for the top diplomat's job, Anthony Blinken, is confirmed by the Senate. Joe Biden is signing executive orders once he takes office on a broad range of issues, from the coronavirus pandemic to climate change and immigration, to fulfill campaign promises. The White House says President Trump has pardoned Al Pirro, the ex-husband of Fox News Channel host and Trump ally Jeanine Pirro. This is AP News. The media is marking President Trump's last day in office.
The New York Times exhaustively documented every single person President Trump insulted on Twitter before Twitter suspended his account. The Washington Post updated its count of the number of lies and misstatements he's told, 30,534. On CNN, Dana Bash watched President Trump walk out of the White House for the final time and said, "He looks small. He just looks like a small man." Fox and Friends host Ainsley Earhart lamented the many people watching the president depart, whom she said have a hole in their heart this morning. I'm Rita Foley.
Indianapolis Colts quarterback Philip Rivers announced his retirement. Rivers is 39. He played just one season with the Colts, the other 16 with the San Diego and Los Angeles Chargers. Rivers won 134 career games, number two among quarterbacks without a Super Bowl ring. Ed Donahue, AP News.